Hey everybody, and welcome to episode number 4 of the Destination Treehouse podcast with me, Sarah Santiago. I hope you're having a great Wednesday. I know I am. And we are going to be diving into the very long 2-hour special, Bizarratorium, Loud House Road Trip special, today on the Destination Treehouse. There's a lot to talk about. We'll be talking about the first episode of it, Bizarratorium, which is the long 22-minute episode in it. Then the rest are 11-minute segments. It's a pretty long thing. So we're going to dive into 22 minutes an episode for the next 4 episodes. The goal is to have them out every third day for 2 weeks. So Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday. I'm about a week late to starting these. I watched the episodes. I've watched half of them at this point when you're seeing this. And then I'll record those and then I'll get to the other half just to not overload my brain. So, yeah, I think that's where we need to head from there. So, what to expect in the month of August for this show as we're heading up on August fast this year, man. It's kind of gotten to the point in terms of this podcast, the gaming stuff is starting to kind of do very well. Because I've been kind of concentrating more on new games. So that's why I've kind of put this on the back burner. Unintentionally, because I want to get into these originals that I have backlogged. I have 3 or 4 or 5 originals backlogged. A couple of animation originals. A movie review is backlogged as well. I won't say the movie, but I hope to have that out in the next month or so. That one's going to be very different for me, but I think you'll enjoy it. The originals have done very well since I started them, so I hope that they do well. This one does well in the same respect. So one more thing before I move forward. The channel is now on Mastodon, which I've linked down in the description, as well as Threads. I don't post much on Threads because as a creator, I have to kind of take opportunity costs and decide what is the most opportunistic to post on to get my name out there. And Threads is not there yet. They kind of rushed, in my opinion, they rushed to market, and it's not where it really needs to be for me to want to use it regularly yet. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Mastodon. And that's about it. I've dropped Twitch. I've dropped Threads for the moment. And I've dropped Twitch, period. I'm not on there anymore. The account's still up to keep the name, but I'm off of Twitch. I won't get into the reasons why, but I'm off of Twitch. But yeah, we're on Mastodon. That's the link in the description. Just one account over there for now. If I need to open up one for affiliate or open up one for the originals in the podcast, I will do that at a later time. So, yeah, let's get into Bizarratorium. This is the entire road trip. The entire road trip is 2 hours. We'll get through it in the next couple of weeks. But I'm going to take it slow because I feel like if I just rush in and do all of this, I'm going to forget details that I want to mention and I'm going to confuse myself, I'm going to confuse the listener, and I don't want to do that. Let's get into it. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll get into Bizarratorium when I get back. All right, welcome back. I took a little break and have come back ready to go as we start talking about Bizarratorium. So, this is the first of the 8 episodes in the road trip arc. Basically, what that means is over the next 4 weeks, or 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about in 4 episodes, all of the episodes slowly but surely. Because, like I said in the intro, I don't want to take a lot of time where I'm just rushing through things. I also don't want to confuse myself or my audience with this, so we're going to take our time with it. Anyway, so Act 1, this is the 2-part episode that aired in the 2 hours. So Act 1. At the start of summer break, and Rita arrives in an RV. The newspaper boss lady Jesse Hiller offered her a special assignment of going on a cross-country tour of America for the travel column because she fired the previous one. That feels like that is a very important detail there. She fired the previous one for not doing very good at her job. So, yeah. So they go inside the RV. Lisa and Lana take a note of improvements that they can make, and obviously they do make improvements. And so we're going to go on our first stop to Niagara Falls. And they're going to be starting that the next day. Not much previous warning. They're going to be starting that the next day. Lincoln notices on the way they'll be passing by Dr. Weirdly's Bizarratorium, a roadside attraction featuring strange oddities. Lincoln begs if they can go, and Rita says they can go if they only have enough time. So Lincoln is going to make sure they have enough time. Obviously, you should know by now if you've watched this for any point of time, if Lincoln has a goal, if he has a mission, he's gonna succeed on that mission. Except there will be a problem. There will be a problem in that mission. So he decides to daylight savings time everyone, puts their clocks forward an hour. As the family gets up and they're super, super tired for some weird reason. It's not like their brother turned their clocks up an hour or anything, right? Lincoln tries to make them hurry up so they can get on the road on time. Then before they go on the road, Lisa and Lana have to let the family know that they've improved the RV and christened it Camperzilla. With everyone ready, the Louds officially begin their trip toward Niagara Falls. The family passes through the Michigan border, and Lynn Sr. decides to cook up pancakes for breakfast. Suddenly, Lola says they have to stop to pee because Lynn clogged the toilet. Even though Lana put the best of the best toilet in the RV. But you can only do so much in an RV, I guess, but what do I know? Lincoln decides to try his best to make everyone move as fast as possible, helping everyone get the snacks from the vending machine, getting everyone that needs to use the bathroom to use it. They get back on the road. They're nearly there to Niagara Falls. And Lincoln runs up to Rita and asks if they can go to the Bizarratorium. And Rita realizes they do have plenty of time. Whoop-de-doo. How they didn't realize on the way to from the house to Niagara Falls that they didn't have as much time as they thought because Lincoln turned the clocks back. I don't know, but good job, Lincoln. Because I'm genuinely confused as to how they didn't figure it out. I'm impressed more than I am confused, actually. Unfortunately, when they arrive, the attraction has been shut down and has been out of business for some time. False advertising. No biggie. He goes into the entrance, kicks the door on disappointment, or leans on the door in disappointment, and he sees his destiny in full of storage boxes, and he discovers the ring of royalty that he shouldn't be grabbing because the mummy's gonna haunt him. He's gonna do it anyway. And that's where Act 1 ends. So we're being haunted by a corrupted mummy. That's usually what happens in the Lighthouse universe. It's a slice of life cartoon, right? I've been told by people on that Bird app that it's a slice of life cartoon, and this can't happen and will never happen. And even though things like this have happened, but it's gonna happen. So we're going into Act 2, the second half of the episode. So the string of strange mishaps begin to befall for the family. Like the stove, refrigerator not working, two of their tires pop. They stop at a burger restaurant called Busy Burger, and the misfortunes continue to happen, like their seats collapsing under their weight, the restaurant called Busy Burger not having any burgers, and their fryers not working. As a result, their last available option, mustard sandwich, is disgusting. The family leaves, and the bag holding their sandwich is ripped. Lana got their tires fixed, though, and a lightning strike hits a tree, which causes it to fall in the RV. A lot of strings of luck there within a few minutes. So we move forward, and the family continues to suffer through more misfortunes, like the worst of all, listening to polka music because they can't listen to anything else. That polka music is terrible. Can't change my mind on that. A hole in the roof allowing rain to leak through, and Lenny's use of an umbrella along to block it unintentionally out. It's a lightning rod. Lenny, you shouldn't open an umbrella inside of a moving vehicle or inside of a house. But Lenny gonna be Lenny, right? So they call the RV spins out of control and crashes into a sign. And that RV out of control is because the brakes went out. So this is great. Lucy realizes that it's more of a curse, so she begins to ask the family if they've done something to set it off. Lincoln at first says no, and then he kind of scampers on over to Lucy and says, "Hey, by any chance, what if I took a famous heirloom, precious heirloom from a mummy? Would that cause it?" Lola immediately tattles, because Lola tattles, even though she said she wouldn't tattle anymore. Naturally, everyone is angry at Lincoln for causing all this trouble, and when Lincoln asks if he can put it back, Lucy tells him that he can't, because the curse has been put on them. You can't reverse the curse unless you go through this really, really over crazy stuff to get ingredients. Obviously, that's what they're going to do. They're going to get moss, a flower from a dangerous plant, and a gem from a cave. Really quickly, because we got to get through to Niagara Falls really fast. And they're going to do a nice little ritual. Put Lincoln inside some toilet paper, inside of a circle, and do the ritual. Again, slice of life, right? That's what's supposed to happen in life. You do rituals and demonic crap every day, right? Or is it just me? After everyone straps back into the RV is repaired after the ritual, and they strap back in, and Lana and Lola reveal that they have rocket boosters to get them to Niagara Falls. So they get to Niagara Falls, and the barrel race has just concluded at that moment. Now, if it were me, if I were Rita, I would just write me an article real quick, because I technically saw who won. I could BS the rest. Or watch some videos of it online. But they had to tell the truth. At that exact moment, Jesse Hiller calls up Rita to ask if she was able to make it on time to see who won the race. Rita admits that they hit a snag and insists that they will not be able to make the next destination on time. Jesse decides to take Rita off the assignment, and Lincoln takes responsibility for it. And Jesse realizes that, mummy stories sound like a pretty good BSer for the newspaper, because we gotta put that in the newspaper. So Jesse decides to say, "You're back on it. You can ditch the itinerary and you can just go wherever the crap you want." And that's where the episode ends. So that's where we're stopping. I'll be going through the next episode. I am enjoying myself thus far. I've already watched through the next two when I'm recording this. I'm gonna record the next one in a day or two, so it's ready for Sunday. So we're doing Wednesday and Sunday for the next 2 weeks. Like I said at the top of the show, I'm about a week behind on this because I decided to put this right as I got back from vacation. And that was a bad idea, right? So, yeah. We'll be back in the next episode with some more Destination Treehouse and a lot of stuff to come in August for this show and originals. So that's going to do it for me. If you enjoyed this episode of Destination Treehouse, make sure to leave a like on it, subscribe, turn on the notification bell, and I will see you next time for another episode here on Sarah Santiago. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you Sunday for part 2.